Hey everybody, it's Brad Gilmore. Before we start the show today, I just have to stop and thank you. Yes, that's right. Thank you, the listeners, for telling somebody about this show, for telling a friend, a loved one, a coworker, family member, cousin, significant, I don't care. Well, thank you, all right, for lending us your ears each and every single week. It's people like you. Yes. People like you listening right now on your iPod, on iTunes, podcast, app, in your car, in school, at work, when you should be doing things. It's people like you that keep this show going and have kept this show going for almost 3 years now. So I wanted to take this time to personally thank you, because you telling somebody brings more people aware of this product. You going on bradgilmore.podbean.com and donating to our PayPal keeps this show going, so you can have this audio entertainment every Monday for free. I just wanted to take the time on behalf of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. We thank you for listening. Continue to tell people about it. Continue to talk about it on social media. And use that hashtag BG Show, because it is how we keep this thing going for you, for the world, for me, for us. We're in this together. For us, and most importantly, for free. So with that being said, I want y'all now to enjoy the show.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On Demand.
On Demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On Demand.
On Demand. That's right. I am your host, Brad Gilmore, the entertainment world champion, and I'm always joined by the man on the ones and twos, and he is pan-fried, the pan-fried DJ, DJ Motai. How you doing, man?
What up? You know, I'm gonna be cooking today, and I'm gonna be pan-frying some stuff, dude.
You know, I've been addicted to playing the Family Feud on my iPhone. It's like a game you can play. And one of the questions was, name something that you would fry in a pan. And I said, you know, dumplings, right? Pan-fried dumplings. And it wasn't on there. I was so mad. I was like, well, that's like the first thing I think about. And the number The number one answer was like onions.
What?
Yeah, I was like, what?
You should have put DJ Mozart. You probably would have got it right.
I probably would have. Welcome to the show, though. We have a good show in store for you today. I have DJ Motai on the line, if you can tell. He's on the telephone. I am actually podcasting from home today, and we're waiting on the beautiful Miss Ashley Imani to call in. Motai, where's Monty at?
Yo, what's up?
Why can't we find
Monty? I spoke to her a couple of hours ago. I know for sure she has got to be free, because, you know, this is DG Showtime.
Yeah, this is the range where we normally record. People at home who wonder, we actually record the show on a Thursday and air it that Monday. And so, because we all typically have Thursdays off. So,
right.
Monty should be calling in, or she should be available. So, where she is, we will never know. She might be up to some naughty Monty-ness.
She might be up to some naughty Monty-ness. You might be right about that.
I know, man. I don't know what's been going on. What have you been up to all day, though, man?
Man, just got some errands done, you know.
Okay, well that's good. Got some errands done, man. You know what? I wanted to talk about this. This is Monday. We are in the month of May now, if you can believe that or not. And it's almost we're almost halfway through 2014. Today is May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. And
hey, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, look at that, man. Look at that. When I leave the studio today, on this beautiful Monday morning, I'll be going to take my finals in school. I'll be going to take some finals, and then it's summertime, Motai. Summertime in my city, right?
I've got a take home final. Luckily, you know, so you know you can look up all you know through your notes and all that stuff, and then I got one more final on Tuesday, which would you know would be tomorrow.
Explain this to me. I've never understood the take home final thing. Like, dude, why can we take the final home? I've never understood why that's okay to do. Like, because then you can literally go home, cheat, get all the answers, and it's like you get 100. So it's like it really doesn't matter going to class this whole year.
Yeah. You know what my professor said? He was like, you know, obviously, take home, so it's open book, open note, and, you know, open handouts, all that stuff. But he said it's not open neighbor. He set up all the finals to be out of order, so it's different. So, you know, he would know if y'all cheated or not.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's still...
I guess it's like, dude, I'm not complaining, man.
Well, no, I wouldn't complain either. I wish my finals were take-home finals, man.
Oh, dude, I'd be passing all of my classes.
All my classes. I wish I'd even have to go to school to go to class. Well, actually, that's online classes, and I'm not too good at those. I need to be in the classroom. I figured this out about myself. I need to be sitting in a classroom in order to learn. I can't learn from like a teacher online. It's just not made for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that because you know it's like oh, you know, you can class you want to do however much you want, finish as quick as you want. But dude, honestly, man, when you're at home, you're on the computer, you get sidetracked.
You easy.
You start eating, you start going to sleep, you're like, man, I don't want to do this. I watch TV.
Have you ever tried like to write a paper or do homework or like work on something while you're at home? You just can't get it done. Because when you're at home, you're so in that sense of like, this isn't the environment to do work in. This is like where I, you know, get the rest. You know what I mean?
Hey, yeah, no, I'm glad you said that because there's not too many people because I feel the exact same way. Like, you know, I like to go out in like tea house or a lounge or, you know, get some, you know, like, some coffee. I don't drink much coffee, but anyways, it's like, I don't like being at home because I'm so comfortable. You know, at home you sleep. Eat, you know, this is where you rest, like you said, and not too many people can agree with that. They're like, no, you know, at home is better, so I can concentrate. Like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you know what I've never understood is people who can listen to music while they're like writing or studying. How do you focus listening to music?
Dude, I do that every now and then, but you know, me being DJ Motai, it's like I'm like, oh, this will sound good with this, and I start mixing and stuff. I'm like, wait, I'm getting off topic.
Exactly. Like, I think the only way is you got to go to some place that doesn't have a lot of distractions. Like, the tea house is nice to go to, but there's still, hey, man, there's some nice, pretty Asian women who walk through the tea house every now and then. And then I just got to stop and look. I got to stop and stare. And I just can't.
Sometimes you get more than pretty Asian that go out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you know, it's the thing. The Asian women allure me for some reason, and I guess it's because I've never really been close to any Asian women, but they just allure me. I'm like, what is this woman? She's so foreign to me. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh,
Asian persuasion.
persuasion. I bet you a lot of ladies like DJ Motai because of the Asian persuasion. You have that kind of, you're offering something different. They've had vanilla and chocolate their whole life. They want something different. They want a little bit of Rocky Road.
I put some pans right in your life, girl.
You like my egg roll and dumpling? But no, man, I gotta be secluded. I gotta be focused. I gotta turn my phone off when I'm trying to study. Or not turn it off, but I'll put it on silent and then I'll put it face down so I'm not, you know, paying attention to it. But sometimes I'll like post a picture on Instagram right before I start studying and then flip my phone down so that whenever I'm done studying and flip my phone up and I see all the likes and notifications I've gotten, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm important.
You're like, oh shit, I got all these likes and I got something done. Yeah, but see, what I like to do is like, even, like, say, you know, I told you I like to go to TS or something like that. Even that can be distracting. It's too relaxing. You know, they got this relaxing music. They have these nice couches. So what I really like to do is I like to get into an environment to where it feels like an office. you know? Like, there's some office space, you know, like some houses, you know, they have an office room.
Yeah.
You got books and stuff everywhere. You got tables, like, nothing to distract you. It feels like, you know, you're in a work environment and you want to get work done. And this is even, you know, outside of school. You know, I do this with my music and other stuff. Business and all that.
Yeah. Same here, man. You just got to be relaxed. But, you know, also, though, where we like to do work is up in the studio, man. We like to do work up in the studio, and we're going to expect some new music from DJ Motai and myself as a part of 2011 here very, very soon. We're looking maybe – we've already announced it officially, Motai, but let's talk about it on the podcast. We're working on a new project to be due out this summer called The Second Sun by 2011, our follow-up to 20 Summers, Motai, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be all new music for y'all. Just stay tuned. Whenever we have the first official song that's going to be released from that project, you will hear it here first on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand before anywhere else. So just stay tuned for that. Also, DJ Motai, you can see me and you every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge, Cafe 4212 Alameda Road. Doors, I don't even know when doors are anymore, Motai. Let's be honest here. Doors are whenever you want to show up, but just try to get there by like 9 o'clock, all right? Yeah, just make sure you're there, because we had that Debonair Lounge showcase recently. It was stupid packed. We had a really nice Monday last Monday. I'm looking forward to tonight. Tonight's going to be an awesome night at the Debonair Lounge, like it always is. The Debonair Band, Debonair Duo, Pan Fried DJ. Oh, it's going to be going so down. Shout out to Tay Mitch while we're at it. But man, you know, the Debonair Lounge, this is in May. So we're 3 months away almost from being around for a year, if you can believe that.
Man, that's incredible, because, you know, before I was there as the Debonair DJ, you know, I would go and it was a nice vibe. But dude, what I didn't realize that it just got started. And, you know, just when you have like something that just started and you can continue to keep that going, that's really good.
Yeah, definitely, man. Especially for like a club night to be going for almost a year. That's just that's incredible, really, when you think about it. So, we're coming up on that year. So, just come by the Debonair Lounge. Have a drink. Come eat some lemon pepper chicken tenders, which have become a favorite of mine at the lounge. They're very good. And come holler at DJ Motai and I, and tell us why you like the Brad Gilmore Show so much. And we want to thank you if you're listening via iTunes or on the podcast app. That is the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. We want to send a salute to you if you're checking us out on Stitcher Radio, or if you're over at bradgilmore.podbean.com. All ways to listen to the Brad Gilmore Show. And Motai, I'm going to tell you this right now. Very, very soon, we'll be putting these shows up on YouTube for everyone to listen on the official Brad Gilmore Show channel. More details to come on that as well, brother. And DJ Motai, it's ridiculous. I have such a packed May, Motai. It's going to be insane. Like I said, every Monday at the Debonair Lounge, you can check me out and Motai. Cafe 4212 Alameda Road. Go to, I think, debonairlounge.com for more information. And then this upcoming Saturday, DJ Motai, it's already another set of Reality of Wrestling tapings coming off our last show, May the 10th here, Saturday, Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex. That's 16511 Diana Lane in Clear Lake City. Which isn't too far from me, which I'm very happy about. But come check us out. Ruthless Ryan Davison will be in action. The Samoan Beast in action. Mysterious Q versus Sergey Volkov for the television title. It's going to be awesome, awesome. And you can actually come out and meet the stars of Reality of Wrestling, including the Mysterious Q, Rockstar Robbie, and the Brothers Lockhart, which are our current tag team champions. You can meet them for free this Saturday. Go to realityofwrestling.com and check out the details for that, a free meet and greet to show love to the fans. These are another set of TV tapings. So if you're listening here in Houston and you're or watching us every Saturday night / Sunday morning on the Cube, shout out to you. And if you're in one of the affiliate markets for the Soul of the South and you're checking us out that way, Big shout out to you as well. Reality Wrestling's everywhere, Motai. We're taking over, and I think the 23rd through 26th, I believe it is. I might be wrong. I'm going to check the dates on that. But we'll be at the George R. Brown Convention Center four nights straight doing Comic Palooza, which is a comic book. Yeah, a comic book convention here in the city of Houston. It's a yearly event, and we're going to be a part of it for the first time this year. And it's going to be great, man. I'm really excited about it. We have a lot of special guests who are coming out to it, including Hurricane Helms is supposed to be there, the Boogeyman. I believe Kevin Nash might be there. Bret Hart is going to be there. You can actually meet some of the cast from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, DJ Motai.
The original
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers will be there.
I might have to be there.
If Kimberly is there, I'm going to lose my mind. The Pink Ranger was Pink Ranger was so hot. Oh, she was so hot. She probably still is hot, but I'm just saying. So a lot of stuff.
That was over 10 years ago, right?
That was way more than that, bro. That had to be like 15 years ago. But she's still hot. I'm still thinking she's hot. No way, Amy Jo Johnson. I think's her name has lost her hotness. She was always just amazing looking to me when I was a little kid. But yeah, so go to I believe Comic Palooza or RealityWrestling.com to check out more stuff about that. I think Agent Coulson from ABC's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be there. All kinds of people will be there. So, but most importantly, The Row, Reality of Wrestling will be there. I think it's the 23rd through the 26th. I might be getting the dates wrong. Don't shoot me. I don't have my notes in front of me. I can't find them. But that's coming up too. So a lot of events going down.
Is that like Comic Con?
It's like a Comic Con. Yeah. So it should be pretty cool. I'm excited for it, man. But you know what else I'm excited for? I'm working. This is one of the reasons why I'm podcasting from home today is because I'm working on getting something, Motai. You know, every little boy, when he's growing up, he wants to reach 16 years old so he can get his driver's license, right? And he can get off the bike and go drive. When you're 21, you're happy. Most people are happy about getting able to drink, being able to drink legally. Legally, keyword, legally. But what I'm excited about is I'm working on getting what's called a CHL, which is a concealed handgun license. I'm working on.
What are you doing with a gun? What are you doing with a gun, Brad?
Hey, I just want one just in case, you know. I mean, you're allowed to carry a gun on you. I think that's your Second Amendment rights in this great country we live in. But I want to get a concealed handgun license. My dad has one. My brother-in-law has one. I just feel like I should get one just to follow the family tradition. You know what I mean? That's just pretty much the only reason. You got to take classes. You got to have a shooting test. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. I believe you have to take 4 8-hour courses or something like that.
You said 4 8-hour courses.
Or 4 4-hour courses. I forgot what it is. See, that's how good I paid attention in class. But you got to do a lot of work to get it. But I'm looking forward to it. I've been going to the gun range. I've been trying out different weapons, man. You know, my 22, my 357 Magnum, 38 Special, couple 9mm. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know Brad was heated.
Brad. Oh, I got that heat. I put a potato on the barrel. Blah, blah, potato salad. You know what I'm talking about? And shout out to Lil Wayne. But no, man, you know, I've never been into guns, really. But these last few times I've been going to the gun range, you kind of gain an appreciation for the talent, one, it takes to make a gun and the engineering that takes and everything that goes in to making one of these, you know, firearms. And they're just beautiful. Yeah. They're beautiful things, man. And I'm not obsessed with guns or anything, but it's just I'm growing an appreciation for firearms of all kinds, because it's just kind of, it's cool, man. And you learn your different ones. You know, your 22 is you can't find 22 ammunition anywhere. It's like the first thing whenever they get a new shipment of ammo, it's the first thing that gets snatched. 22 ammunition is the most rare because it's used worldwide and it's not just a domestic thing. So everybody wants to buy 22 rounds. So, I mean, that's something I learned that I didn't know before. So you got to camp out. Some people camp out in front of Academy the night before they get their shipments just to get the 22 rounds. Now, I'm not that obsessed with guns and ammunition, but it's an interesting thing that to learn about these different things. And I shot a 357 Magnum today, and I'm going to be honest with you. I recited the whole speech from Clint Eastwood's character in Dirty Harry to where I was like, I know what you're thinking. Was it six shots or was it only five? You got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Do you punk? And boom, squeeze the trigger, man. Nailed him right in the heart. Boom.
Oh, man.
Right in the heart. Now, here's the one thing, Motai, and I think me and you need to go do this one day. They have these new targets out, right? Not just the regular paper targets where you shoot a silhouette. They have things out now called Pong targets, P-O-N-G targets. And it's literally like a stick with fishing wire, and it's a fishing wire holding on to different ping pong balls at different heights and lengths, right? And you hang it on your thing, and you go out to the range, and you try to shoot the ping pong balls off the target. It seems like it's so much fun. So I'm looking forward to that.
Are you good at target shooting?
Say again?
Are you good at target? Shooting targets?
Yeah, man. You know my patterns are pretty good. I can't lie, my patterns are pretty good, and I'm pretty overall, happy with where I'm going. I want to get a little more training with the 9mm because that's what they test you with when you try to get your CHL. I preferably like to shoot the 22. It's just more fun to shoot. Doesn't have a lot of kickback on it. But I'm telling you, that 357 Magnum and the 38 Special, man, they hurt your hand after you shoot with them for a while.
Hey, man, I shot with a 45 one time. It was actually a small gun. It was a Springfield XDS, and it's the smallest 45 that they make. And man, that'll hurt your hand. It kicks like crazy, man.
Yeah, dude, you got to hold on to some of those handguns, man. I saw one guy shoot a little handgun, man, and I mean, he was a younger guy. He must have been like 17, 18, but he shot it and it like kind of almost came out of his hand because it had so much kickback. And I'm like, "Oh, man, I better watch out for this cat. I don't want to get him." But both last times I was at the shooting range, you get your little lane and it has like the two little panel doors, to block the shots or whatever and let the casings fly. So I was shooting the 22, and both times in a row, when I was shooting the 22, one of the casings has bounced off the lane and landed in my bouffant. No jokes, not lying. My hair has caught two shells from my 22. Both times I've been there. So a lot of twos going on, but I do know that that's another thing my hair can do that no one else's can. It can catch bullets. My hair can catch bullets, brother. So it's an interesting thing, to say the very least. But Motai, we haven't heard from Miss Ashley Imani. I want to talk a little bit of news. So I'm gonna play the jingle, and then we'll talk a little bit of news with Motai and Brad. All right, Motai. Here's what I want to talk about today. The NBA has a lot of stuff going on right now. Not only, the Rockets going back and forth with the Trailblazers in the playoffs, but I don't know if you heard about this. One of the owners of one of the NBA teams, his name's Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers, or I guess former owner, had a lot of racist remarks recently made to his girlfriend. Right? They're somewhere, and he made a lot of racist comments. He's an older, Caucasian gentleman, made a lot of racial slurs and comments, and he ended up, they somehow went public. They went public, these comments, and as a result, all this backlash happened. And as a result, the NBA commissioner decided to ban Donald Sterling from the NBA, the National Basketball Association, for life.
Wow, that's crazy. And, when I heard about this, I had no idea what happened. I was reading up on it, and, I don't know exactly what happened. But I also heard that the conversation that he had between his girlfriend was like a private conversation. And the I believe NSA, they heard it or something like that. how they listen to conversations.
Yeah.
And so it was private conversation that was leaked out to the public.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it was leaked out. That might be the way, but I did hear that it was a private conversation that was leaked out, and he's resulted, I think, also with $2.5 million or $1.5 million in fines.
$2.5 million
in fines over the situation. What are your thoughts on it, Motai? Now, I never think being a racist is a great thing. We live in 2014. I think, people need to kind of get with the times here. I don't know why. We're all people at the end of the day. And
we're all human beings.
And that's what I also think about animal cruelty is we're all living beings here. So we shouldn't, hurt other animals, Anyway, that I don't want to talk about animals. I want to talk about Donald Sterling. So what do you think? Do you think that the NBA made the right move by banning him for life and fining him $2.5 million?
I would say fining him would definitely be, I guess the word would be proper. I don't know. But as far as banning him, I'm not too sure about that. I mean, maybe they did it for his own good. Because, when you say racist comments, people don't like you.
Yeah.
People begin to, not like you. And, they see you again, they might do something to you. So that, that banning thing, I guess, they did it for his own good. Or I really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of – it's a sticky situation. I definitely think a fine should have definitely been enacted, which it was. Now the forcing of now banning him from the NBA means he has to sell his team. It's pretty much forcing him to sell the Clippers. I don't know, man. I feel kind of two ways about it. I feel like, you got what you deserved. You shouldn't say racial remarks, especially when your team is predominantly African American. I mean,
that's
not smart ever.
No.
But at the same time, it was a private conversation that he was having, and I don't know if all the time your private life should spill into your public and professional life.
Right. But, I could agree with that.
I don't know, man. We'll see how it plays out. I'm sure this isn't the last we've heard about the whole incident. So I'm interested to see how everything else plays out. But yeah, I mean, he's banned for life and he's and $2.5 million fine, which I don't know is going to hurt him that much because I think he's worth $3 billion. Billion with a B.
Yeah, it's a lot to be worth. unless the fine is worth $2.5 billion.
Yeah, then he'd be crying. But I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. We're going to keep y'all updated here on the Brad Gilmore Show about everything that's going on with that. The other bit of thing I wanted to talk about, DJ Motai, it isn't really news, but it's it has to do with a movie I saw. Now, here's the thing. I normally only go to the movies if it's something I want to see, right? But my lady friend wanted me to go see a movie with her called The Other Woman, starring Leslie Mann, Cameron Diaz, and Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Kate Upton.
Wow.
Also,
this is a new movie.
This is new. Also, Nicki Minaj was in the movie as well. And it's about this woman's married to this guy. She finds out he's cheating on him with Cameron Diaz's character. And then so the wife and Cameron Diaz team up and try to figure the whole thing out. And then they find out that he's cheating on both of them with Kate Upton. And so then they tell Kate Upton, and then they hatch this plan to pretty much screw up his life. Now, here's a couple things they did. They gave him laxative in his drinks, so he would have like the runs like crazy. Okay, I understand that. That's like a juvenile prank, right?
Yeah,
then
that sucks, though.
His wife started putting estrogen pills in his morning shake. He would drink a smoothie every morning, put estrogen pills, which is a female hormone. So he started to get real emotional and his nipples started to lactate, which isn't cool at all. But here's where I drew the line, Motai. I understand cheating on a woman is a terrible thing to do and a man should never do it. He should be punished, I guess, but not this way. What they did, Motai, is they put Nair, which is a cream used to remove hair off of women's legs. They put Nair in his shampoo bottle.
Oh, no.
Now, here's the thing.
The hair.
It's the hair. His hair started falling out immediately. That is the worst thing you can do to any man. A man take, I don't know about you, Motai, but I'm pretty sure we can speak on this. A man kind of takes pride in his hair. You know what I mean? It's like you want the hair to be nice, and if it's full and thick and luxurious, it has a precedence about it, you know? And if you take that away from a man and also make his nipples lactate and make him have constant diarrhea, you're really, really going in on him. And then they find out a way to take away all his money, which he was obtaining illegally, but they take away all the money. I'm saying all this to say the movie, actually, I went into it with negative connotations, thought it was going to be a chick flick, didn't think I'd find it funny or enjoying it all, but it is actually a pretty funny movie. I give it a B+. And, you know, I say it's not if your girlfriend, guys, if they ask you to go to this movie, I say go see it. You see some pretty women and you have some good laughs. I just wanted to make a movie recommendation. The Other Woman.
What's it called again?
The Other Woman in theaters now with Leslie Mann, Cameron Diaz, Kate Upton, and Nicki Minaj. And Nicki Minaj's butt is crazy big. You see it a lot in this movie.
What character does Nicki play in
the movie? Plays a secretary to Cameron Diaz's character. So I say, everyone, if you want to go, you know, see a good movie with your girlfriend and you don't want to, you know, force her to see any action films, I say go see The Other Woman. It's not a terrible film to watch. So that's my recommendation. And that wraps up the news today. And I think that means, I know we're a little late in the show, but we should just go ahead and hear DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On the man.
On the man. Motai, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's hear it, man.
Take it slow. You're moving too fast. So many places that you want to go. Slow down. You're trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story about delusional girl.
Another page from the author of A Lonely Girl. Innocence taken because she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was plain Jane, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs. Clubs at nights and Facebook lights, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny, the confusion from an outer illusion. Never felt true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of coke. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in the couple notes, she spoke about the life she lived. And for the chance of fame, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Selling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just wants someone to call her stunning. Or gorgeous, or beautiful on one of those dark nights. When she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead all she has a pen, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So life changes lanes and all she seems to find is pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain. Her soul was taken by the world, no more to give. Pain pills and a lifeless girl, Alice chooses not to live.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast. So many places that you wanna go. Slow down, you're trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story of a delusional girl.
My ex-girl is sex girl, death not the best girl. The type to go to parties, get messed up and show a breast girl. Look at how you dress girl and always skipping clothes. Popping bottles, snorting vials, acting like a hoe. Met her at a show, a some event that we was at. Powder on her nose, I couldn't believe that she was into that. But I never deal with that, I thought it'd be fine. Waste time, break time, sunshine, she on my mind. So I went to her house to see if she was lonely. Open door, foaming from the mouth, she had an OD. Looks like the culprit was the Sprite and the codeine. And a couple pills, I could see the bottles opening. A couple light beers, just to fight tears. Pop another pill, so the pain she would not feel. Then I called her mom and said, I'm sad to say Allison is wasted away because the day she passed away. Rest in peace.
A moment to shine can change how one is defined. Living life on a path of darkness, no longer caring about the true thoughts of one mind. She escapes into a pit of undermining and outer beauty just to fulfill the happiness of others. No longer content with acting out the role
Only wanted someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love.
Just take it easy.
Your role play box and go around to that. I may be a little twist of right hand, don't ask. Then we speed it up while we make it last. Woo! Now let's slow it down. I close my eyes and you'll lose that gown. I won't peek and make a sound. You say you lost passion when that's found. I'm trying to make your whole body feel crazy. Get lost up in the things which you call amazing. Then we can go all night and even till the days. And all we can't seek
let's
is what you're craving.
Let's play a little game.
Cause you about to get chose. Pick you up and take you home. This is all a player knows. And I leave it all behind. I mean you always on my mind. I swear you always looking fine. I mean I like the way you look. Could get you open like a book. All the things that we could do. You know we always knocking boots in. Yeah, I know you know the rules. I turn around, I captain. Ready or not, here I come. Baby, let them game begin. You came first and you came to win. You came for love, you left for sin. We can play this game again.
Again and again and again and again.
Baby, I can't be mine. you ever knew. Love from a distance when your friend told you no, but your ass couldn't listen, cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight,
super tight.
And she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights, huh. But everybody say she wrong for me, cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie, when they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony. I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like yo before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me, anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Like my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sorted as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas, sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had I been alone, but man, I'll be dead as she. Ain't got me feeling like a crack addict, crack addict.
Cause I feel you,
and I ain't mad at it. Off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby, burn me. Burn, baby, burn, baby, burn me.
Summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you were the dinner before you turned out lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, go hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump of a broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Got it, baby, just like the comic code. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman's? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explains why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear this dating game crazy like a Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. Then that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what I play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.
You got it.
Hi, this is Rose of Houston Media Factory here with Brad Gilmore and Tay Mitch, the owners of the Debonair Lounge. We're going to be talking a little bit about Debonair tonight. Let's start with you, Brad.
All right. That's how I like it.
So, what made you want to open Debonair?
Well, Tay Mitch approached me about the idea back in August 2013, and at first I was sketchy about Tay. He hit me up on Twitter. I didn't know who this guy was. I thought he was of some different race or ethnicity.
Keep it real.
I thought he was some type of Hispanic. I wasn't sure. The name Tay Mitch, I read it as Tay Mitch. And I thought he was Hispanic of some sort.
Come on.
And he didn't have a profile picture. He had like a black.
At that time, Kirko was getting ready to drop progression.
No, it was catfish.
So I thought he was. I thought he was a catfish. Right. That catfish is too much of a compliment. I thought he was like a trout or something.
This is actually my
favorite. Okay, so there you go. So anyway, he hit me up, and I was kind of ignoring him, and then I ran into him at Kirko's actually mixtape release, and then he kind of cornered me, and he was like, hey, man, I'm Tay Mitch. I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, okay, you still doing the Debonair thing? He was like, yeah, man. He was like, I'll be there Monday, kind of out of force. Like, I felt forced to do it, and I came in Monday, and it was magic.
Wow. And where did you get the idea from?
Man, that's actually a long story. We got time?
Got time, man.
All right. So let's go back to, what was it, July? July time, and I actually have an artist, an R&B artist by the name of Prince Cannon. And he's actually a great artist, 5-time Apollo winner, plug him real quick. But what happened was, I was gigging him, man. You know, we're performing at different spots. You know, we're opening up from different people. And it was either you had to sell tickets, you had to pay to perform. I wanted to create an arena for my artist so people could come and appreciate his art and appreciate his craft. Mm-hmm. So we originally, you know, created this lounge for R&B, you know, jazz, blues. It's just really great, you know, singers in general. And from that, you know, I was like, man, you know, I most definitely can't do this by myself. You know, I got to have a co-host. And, man, actually a good friend of mine by the name of Jaren Smalls of Smalls Media.
Shout out
Smalls, man. Great guy. He showed me Brad Gilmore. He's like, man, I think Brad would be the guy. So, you know, of course, I did my research. You know, I just talked, you know, white guy with a bouffant. And I'm like, all right, I know I got looks, but I don't know, you know. So I met him in person, man. Like I said, I reached out on social media. He ignored me. It's all good. You know, yeah, that shit happens. You know, yeah. I'm definitely not a trout. You know, definitely not catfish. If anything, I would, you know.
You're like a salmon?
I'm like a, no, I'm like a red snapper. That's a more expensive
red
fish.
Red snapper, okay.
I got value. I have value. So, like, man, hey, I met him at Kirko's mixtape, you know, private release party at Wild Rose, Progression 3. And the rest has really been debonair.
What can you say, really, that you like about Every Monday? Because I know y'all bring a little bit of different, you know, talent every Monday. You said it started off with jazz, but you guys just had your first, you know, contestants.
I'm going to start it off and let Brad finish it.
Okay.
What I love about Every Monday, I love it. I actually love it. You know, I created the lounge off of everything I love in life, which is live music, positive vibes, and beautiful people. So when somebody walks in here, and they're like, damn, I've never seen it like this. It's something that I love, and I love that reaction when people walk in. So I'm a big debonair.
Yes. And what I like about Every Monday is just like, man, you know, like you always hear like the phrase, like, thank God it's Friday. Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Thank God it's Monday, because now my Fridays are like my Mondays. Like I don't look forward to Friday anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's so far away from Monday. You know all right. Because that's what I want to come. I want to hear the debonair band. The most talented band in the city of Houston. I want to see DJ Motai spin.
Pan fried DJ Motai.
And if you're lucky enough, you'll catch DJ Act Bad on the patio. All right, and it's just
that's a gym. To be able to come out here, you catch Act Bad on the patio. It's a whole different vibe on
it's
the
a
patio.
Workout.
And then you got the pan fried DJ, and then you have Tay Mitch, the Duke of Debonair, the Entertainment World Champion. You have DJ Act Bad, DJ Motai.
We're gonna put ourselves over a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Kyle Meyer of CW39 call it, you know, the best way.
Ebony and Ivory at its finest.
At its finest.
And then you add a little chips and salsa and some wonton dumplings in there. You know what I'm saying? You have like a four-course meal when you come to Debonair Lounge. So that's what Monday's about. Like, we have fun. We meet new people every Monday.
Yeah, every Monday, man.
And it's just great. Like, I love meeting new people. I love having conversations. And like Tay said, I love live music.
You're there.
So how does your routine, you know, come about on Mondays? So when you wake up in the morning, what do you do from, you know, the beginning of the day all the way till tonight? How do you prepare yourself?
I had to tell Brad, stop FaceTiming me at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, bro, stop calling me at 8 o'clock in the morning because you don't look like Brad Gilmore at 8 p.m. at 8 o'clock in the morning. So he stopped that.
Today.
So look, so he cut that shit out. Uh-huh. So I was like, all right, cool. But
I'm going to tell you that this is my day. I wake up from like 47 text messages from Tay Mitch. And he's like, Brody. Hey, Brody. Brody, Brody, Brody. Brody. What's up, Brody? And I'm like, dude, can I go to sleep sometime and let me sleep in?
Sleep?
Sleep?
The actual pronunciation of that word is sleep.
I've been hanging around this guy too long. He's from East Texas. He knows talk properly.
Shout out,
right?
Pittsburgh, Texas.
I thought that was in Pennsylvania.
It's actually in Texas, too. Hey, we can do this all day. Like, it's the chemistry that me and Brad have is actually remarkable. This is only the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, we started with the lounge. I know myself personally. I see us really having a strong hold of Houston. You know, when it comes to branding, when it comes to marketing, you're gonna see this black guy. You're gonna see this white guy. We're gonna really do some great things for the city.
What is your favorite thing about Team Mitch? What does he bring to the table?
Real, bro. Stop
what does he bring to the table that you just like, this is why he's my bro?
I love that he kind of looks like James Harden. No, in reality, man, like Tay Mitch, like what I've said about him before is like he's like the guy who he has this vision in his head. He's one of the few people, I think, in the entire world who sees it in his head and can actually create it. I think that's a skill that not many of us have. And he's one of the guys who's blessed. I mean, like think of this. He made this whole experience. He turned up a club that had nothing going on Mondays, and he made it the most popular night. Like, I mean, that's saying something about the guy who has that much, you know, work ethic to make sure every Monday it's packed out. And today, we had to turn people away at the door. There wasn't enough room. Tay's created something that's so special and has such a different type of energy than anything else in the city that we had to turn people away.
Yeah. So because of your dedication to your vision.
I feel like I owe him a box of chocolates now.
You know what I'm saying?
You created a trend for Houston.
I feel like he really, you know, you put me over, bro. That was nice.
That was good.
Really,
hey,
you know, you didn't have to do that on camera, bro.
It's all right. The only reason I did it was because we're on camera.
Okay, I understand.
And for you?
Brad, man, I'm going to keep it all the way authentic. Brad is Brad. You're going to get Brad in the AM, in the mid, you know. And it's not like, okay, this is the way I feel about Brad. Everybody who knows Brad feels the same way about Brad. Everybody knows he's going to be a star. You know, he's going to do great things. He treats people right. You know, a hell of a host. I don't know nobody else who rocks shows. You know, the dress you're wearing, good hair having, Ric Flair. You know what I'm saying? Just
you'll get it right away, 100.
All I can say is just make sure you remember the name Brad Gilmore. Remember Brad Gilmore. Look, I'm going to go ahead and plug it now.
Right.
What is this? What's today's date? The
21st. Or 22nd, technically.
April 22nd of 2014.
Yeah, that's good. Correct.
Remember that, what is it? Brad's going to have a TV show. It's going to be called, it's going to be a late night talk show. It's in the works right now. It's all here. It's all in our imagination right now, but we're formulating it. We're going to get that energy. We're going to get that universe that God's going to create it. And it's going to be called Are You Sleeping? With Brad Gilmore.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. Look, Jimmy, what is his name? Jimmy Fallon. What's the other guys? Conan? We're coming for that ass. Who else?
Paul. Stephen Colbert.
Coming for that ass. Who else?
David Letterman.
Coming for that ass.
Craig Ferguson.
Coming for that ass.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Coming for that ass.
Adam Carolla.
Got that ass.
Debonair Lounge.
Every Monday. And that was it with Houston Media Factory. We have Brad Gilmore and Tay Mitch. Can you give a shout out to Houston Media Factory, please?
Shout out to Houston Media Factory.
That's it with Rosé.
Feels like something's stabbing me in the chest.
As soon as I walked up into this place, I can smell gasoline in the air. The floor was made of lavender flavored alligators, and then nothing was there. As soon as I walked up into this place, I can smell gasoline in the air. The floor was made of lavender flavored alligators, and then nothing, cause I am always worried about my money. It's always in my head. Just like you, always fussing and fighting and feigning. Always watching TV, cause watching is easy. Always in a hurry, gotta hurry, gotta hurry, gotta hurry. Get up to everyone who is just like me and just like you. Cause I know he's got a soul, I know he's got a soul. You can see it in his eyes, oh yeah. You will see the thunder in the sky. Because watching is easy. Always in a hurry. Gotta hurry, gotta hurry, gotta hurry. Catch up to everyone who is just like me.
On iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.